Hello from the BBC. I'm Alexander Griffiths with a roundup of the latest developments in the war in Ukraine. Russia has continued its bombardment of Ukrainian cities as the two sides held another round of negotiations. Ukrainian officials said Moscow is adopting a more constructive approach to their discussions. But Kyiv's lead negotiator, Mykhailo Podolyak, described the negotiations as hard. He said Ukraine wouldn't surrender on key issues.
We will finally try to prove to them that the 19th day of the war is the 19th day of Ukraine's great achievement. Our positions remain unchanged. Peace, an immediate ceasefire, the withdrawal of all Russian troops. And only after that we will be able to talk about any neighbourly relations and political settlements.
The talks are to resume again on Tuesday. The BBC's Jenny Hill in Moscow has this assessment.
I think you have to question how serious the Kremlin is about these negotiations. First of all, Vladimir Putin needs probably now to reassure the Russian public that his so-called special military operation in eastern Ukraine isn't going to go on forever. Secondly, because we hear so much belligerent rhetoric still, even last night, state TV accusing Ukraine of trying to prepare biological weapons. And thirdly, because we know that what Russia is demanding of Ukraine, ineffectively, that it hands over chunks of its territory, is unacceptable.
Meanwhile, Russian shelling of Ukrainian cities has claimed more lives. Reports say it's killed at least 5 people. In the capital Kyiv, a 9-story apartment block was set on fire by shelling. Our correspondent James Waterhouse is in the city.
I think you see continued defiance above ground. We see soldiers and volunteers mixing on military checkpoints. We're seeing a real reinforcement of defensive positions. It's very strange. You drive around and then you'll see a playground, and next to that you'll see a trench that has recently been dug with Ukrainian soldiers looking down the sights of their weapons or through binoculars, and you get a real sort of more of a defensive sense as you move to the outskirts of the city.
The BBC's Jeremy Bowen has been speaking to Ukrainian troops in the capital.
So my daughter right now in Turkey with the grandparents. Probably it's right now it's very, like, one of the important things for me that my daughter is somewhere, not here. We already have some fights and they are trying to, like, break in, but they couldn't right now.
Are you going to win?
Of course. We have no chance. We have no another option.
Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba has again called on the West to supply more weapons to Ukraine. He said forcing President Putin to fail would avoid a larger conflict. And a Ukrainian Member of Parliament, Lesya Vasilenko, told the BBC the West had tolerated Russian behaviour for too long.
Ukrainians were hearing all the time, oh, we cannot do this because it will irritate Russia. It has to be set as a given. Russia is a very irritable country, so it's about time that we all admitted this is World War III, that's it, and it's better to act sooner rather than later.
Officials in neighbouring Poland have warned that they're struggling to cope as the country bears the brunt of the largest refugee movement in Europe since the Second World War. The BBC's Mark Lowen reports from Poland.
We just spent a couple of days in a small border town called Zamość, which has a population of 60,000 people. And the mayor told us that up to 35,000 people a day sometimes are coming through that town. One official said that they're worried that some of the refugees will soon start having to sleep on the streets because they are just running out of space and running out of resources. So a concern beginning to grow here that the welcome and the hospitality could potentially begin to drop.
With Russia increasingly cut off from the West by sanctions, its alliance with China has assumed even more importance. Earlier, reports emerged that the Kremlin has been seeking military supplies from China. This morning, the Kremlin denied it, saying it had its own independent military resources. But Western newspapers quote US officials as saying Russia has been asking for help since the beginning of the invasion. Our correspondent Stephen McDonnell is in Beijing.
Charlie Jen, the foreign ministry spokesman, said that this was fake news and asked again about it. You know, can you clarify what's going on? He's saying that the US is constantly spreading disinformation against China, but he never directly denied it, like given ample opportunity to say, no, we have not received any such requests from Russia. That was never addressed. And it certainly hasn't been at any point addressed by the Chinese government. So we don't know if such requests have been given.
Those are the latest developments on day 19 of Russia's invasion. I'm Alexander Griffiths at the BBC.